If you're sitting here listening and you're like, gosh, I know that my story could help people. I know that my message can, or my product or my service is so amazing. But if nobody knows about it, then they can't experience it and they can't get my help. So I really need to be on social media. And if you're sitting there thinking that, but fear is getting in the way, and every day you go to post, you think, oh, it's not good enough. It's not perfect enough. I'm just going to wait till tomorrow, or I don't have the perfect idea, or I don't know what to post, then please listen to this episode.
Welcome to the Jen Gottlieb Show.
Hello, podcast family. Welcome back. Before we dive into the show, I wanted to give you a quick heads up about something super exciting that I want to invite you to. Our next event, Build Your Brand Live, is happening on May 17th, 18th, and 19th in Atlanta. Build Your Brand Live is going to be epic this year. We have some of the greatest speakers in the world, including Jamie Kern Lima, Trent Shelton, Jesse Itzler, myself, Chris Winfield, my amazing husband, and we're going to be teaching you everything you need to know to build a profitable brand online. So if you're building a brand, building a business, creating content, you definitely want to be there. And if you're just curious about where to start when it comes to being seen and building a brand online, you definitely want to be in this room with 500 other amazing people to connect with, network with, and have a hell of a lot of fun with. So don't hesitate. The link is in the show notes where you can get your ticket today. I hope to see you there. And now, here's the episode.
I'm so excited that you're here. If you have just arrived and you're new to the family, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a new rebranded, rejudged reinvention of the I Dare You podcast, which was on for about a year, and we decided to revamp it, launch it on YouTube, do video recordings, and make it a hell of a lot better and give it a new name. So it is now the Jen Gottlieb Show. I decided to give it my name so that we could talk about absolutely anything under this umbrella. It is still the place to be where we step outside of our comfort zones and into our best life, one little tiny action step at a time. However, we are doing it in a bigger way. We're bringing on amazing guests. We're doing solo episodes here, but we are doing it all video on YouTube. So if you're listening to this episode in your headphones right now and you want to see what's going on, just head over to the YouTube channel and press subscribe so that you can see my cool, like, new done-up office. This is my home where I'm recording it from. But we're going to be recording these episodes from absolutely everywhere because I'm always traveling. But the cool thing about traveling is that we get to see a lot of different studios and meet a lot of different people from a lot of different cities. So most of my interviews will be done when I'm on the road because I like to multitask, let's be real. And that's what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is how to create as much content as possible, as easily as possible. But we'll get into that in a second. So a few quickies before we dive into the episode or our conversation that we're going to have today is make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And then make sure that if you're listening to this on Apple iTunes or Spotify, that you are subscribed and that you share it, that you share it with a friend. I'm going to ask you, even before you start listening, take a screenshot of this, press the copy button, the copy of the link, and text it to a friend that you think might enjoy it. So you guys can listen to it together. It's so much more fun to listen to shows and books and consume content when a friend or a business bestie or a family member is also listening alongside you. So you could have a little moment where you're like, hey, did you hear this and this? Or did you get a great takeaway from this or whatever? So you guys can follow up together, kind of like a mini book club. I love to do that with my husband, so I'd love for you guys to do that with this podcast as well. And last but not least, if you have a question, a topic you'd like me to cover, or a person you'd like me to interview, please, please, please send me a DM on Instagram. Tell me what you want to hear. This podcast is for you, and we're going to allow it to evolve into what it wants to be, but I want to go in every area that you want to go into. Anything that you think will help you get a little bit more clear on whatever it is you want to start doing in your life, whether that is social media marketing, building your brand, starting your health journey, pivoting your business, pivoting your life, reinventing who you are and going on a spiritual journey. I don't know, whatever it is you want to talk about, I am down to have those conversations. And if I'm not the expert, I'm going to go find the expert and I'm going to go talk to them so I can break it to you. So let's talk about content today. Let's talk about it because probably the most popular question that I get asked on my morning Instagram lives, and let me just pause there. If you don't know what my morning Instagram lives are, I do a Get Ready With Me Instagram live every single day, Monday through Friday. So you can join me there on Instagram where I put my makeup on and answer your questions to help you get ready for the best day of your life. So we've been doing this for a while, and it's one of my favorite things that I do because I get to learn what you guys are wondering about, what questions you have, and that helps me to create content for you in the future. So that goes back to why we're even talking about this, because one of the questions that you ask me the most is how to create consistent content, how to come up with ideas for consistent content, how to post every single day, how to keep up with social media. And this is for somebody specifically, if you're listening, that is building a brand online, wants to develop an audience, whether you have a service, a story, or a product that you know can help people and you want to get that message out there, or maybe you don't really want to, but you feel that you should. And I hate the word should, but you know what I'm saying. If you're sitting here listening and you're like, gosh, I know that my story could help people. I know that my message can, or my product or my service is so amazing. But if nobody knows about it, then they can't experience it and they can't get my help. So I really need to be on social media. And if you're sitting there thinking that, but fear is getting in the way, and every day you go to post, you think, well, it's not good enough. It's not perfect enough. I'm just going to wait till tomorrow, or I don't have the perfect idea, or I don't know what to post, then please listen to this episode, please. Because the first thing that I will tell you is all of those excuses that you're getting right now, though, if any of those resonated with you, and believe me, I know, because they used to resonate with me and stop me in a big way. If you're getting any of those little messages before within you, in your brain, you know what I'm saying, in your heart, in your gut, I want you to make sure that you recognize them and you acknowledge them and you assign them into a folder in your brain that is entitled BS that fear tells me. It is all BS that fear is telling you to keep you from doing the thing that makes you feel a little bit uncertain, that makes you feel afraid, that brings up a lot of crap around, will I be judged? Will everybody like what I have to say? Do I look okay? Will people hate this on the internet? Will my, you know, high school friends think that I'm crazy for starting to talk about this? All of those weird fears that we have, they're not even that weird. They're actually quite common. And some of the most successful people on social media that I know also have those fears. They're just really, really good at consistently taking that fear, understanding that it's going in that one folder in the brain that is like the BS that fear tells me, or putting it in the passenger seat of their car and bringing it along for the journey and saying, guess what, fear, I know that you're here. I know you're going to tell me not to post today. I know that you're going to tell me not to show up. I know that you're going to tell me all of these lies, but guess what? I'm in charge and my why is bigger than you. And when I say my why is bigger than you, I always find that when your why is bigger than you, meaning your reason for doing the thing that you're going to do, when your why is bigger than fear, it makes it a lot less scary. So we need to make sure we have a really strong why, and for posting content in general. And the first thing that I will share with you to help develop that why, if you don't know why you're posting, or maybe you kind of know why, but you're not really emotionally connected to that why, is that visibility is your responsibility. If you have a service or a story or a product that helps people, and people that know about it are getting helped by you, and they're solving their problem because of the thing that you have, whether that is just your story, or it is a product that you've created, or it's a service that you provide. If nobody knows about it, and if people can't find you, they're going to go listen to someone else, or buy from someone else, or follow someone else, or invest with someone else that is not as good as you and doesn't care as much as you, because you are too insecure about putting yourself out there, or you're listening to fear, or you're too, I'm going to go ahead and say it, selfish. Like, you care too much about what people think about what you have to say, or if they're going to judge you, or what you look like, or what you sound like. Because if you're creating content, we need to remember that it's not about you. It's about the person on the other side of the phone, or the other side of the iPad, or the other side of the podcast, or the other side of the YouTube video. That one person that's watching that needed to hear what you had to say that day. I know when I was first starting out, there was content out there on the internet that changed my life. There were podcasts that I listened to, Instagram pages that I followed, people that I learned from, that if they didn't make themselves visible because they were too insecure about themselves, I would not be sitting here today. I would not be where I am in business. I would not be where I am in life. I probably wouldn't be as happy because I wouldn't have experienced all of that growth personally in my personal growth and self-help and self-development journey. So if you're not being seen, again, it's like the title of the book that I wrote. This is the whole theme. If you're not being seen, you're not creating consistent content. It's probably because of the four-letter F word, which is fear. And it's usually fear of what people will think about you. And I want you to remember that it's not about you. When you start to just show up to provide value, to help someone else, and to understand and know that one other person one person. Yes, there might be hundreds and thousands, maybe even millions of people that end up seeing your content, but really it's for one person that needs to hear what you have to say that day. When you talk to that one person and you have that why, suddenly the fear becomes a lot less. So once we've decided that, and okay, so now we've graduated, we know that it's our responsibility to be seen, we're ready to create some content. How do you come up with ideas for consistent content creation? In our mastermind right now, we actually have a challenge going on called the 1X Challenge. And the challenge is to post one time per day. And our mastermind members have been doing this for a couple of weeks now. And just by posting one time per day, they are having incredible results. Business results, meaning more lead generation, better results on social media, more engagement, more followers, but also most importantly, results within their mindset and their confidence levels. Because when you're consistent with anything, you develop more confidence. Confidence comes from consistently sticking with your commitments, the commitments that you make with yourself. So when you can prove to yourself that you can be consistent in something, like posting on social media every single day, you build those confidence muscles. You put more coins in that confidence bank because every single time you do it, you're like, man, I can do this. I can be consistent. I can follow through with the things that I say that I'm going to do. And every time you do that, you build a little bit more courage. You become a little bit more equipped to be a person that follows through with everything that you do, not just with posting on social media. So the number one most important thing about starting to build a brand online or being visible is not having the perfect post. It's not having the perfect fonts or the perfect filter or the perfectly edited video. It's actually about consistency. And if you're just starting out, I would say to start doing the thing that you can be the most consistent doing. So what does that mean? That means thinking about what are the platforms that are easy for you to post on? What's your favorite platform? Forget about what works the best. Forget about where your ideal customer is right now. Just forget about that. If you're just starting out, let's get you posting. Let's get those reps in. Let's get those consistency muscles going. So what is your favorite platform? And what is your favorite way to create? Do you love written word? Do you love video? Do you love audio? Do you absolutely hate being on video and you would much rather do a podcast episode where you just record your voice? Do you absolutely love writing? Do you love photography? What do you like? Because I know that if you're going to start creating content, you're going to be way more apt to do the thing that you like to do consistently. So let's figure out which platform you like the best and what form of content creation you like the best. And we'll start there. So I'll give you an example. My favorite platform is Instagram. I just understand it. I get it. I enjoy it. I spend the most of my time there. So I create for Instagram. Now, when I first started creating for Instagram, I wasn't comfortable speaking to camera with my face. I wasn't comfortable doing video. So I was posting a lot of images. I was posting a lot of written word with images and carousels. And that's fine because that got me to start posting consistently. And the more that I did that, the more that I learned what my audience liked, the more that I learned what did the best, and the more confidence I built within myself when it came to posting every single day. So once I got that consistency going, I was able to start dipping my toe into things that were a little bit more challenging, like video and like lives and like creating reels. So let's start just being consistent. Every single day, I want you to post once a day, and you can post on any platform that you like, and you can post in any type of content that you enjoy. The whole goal is to post, is to do it, is to fire those consistency muscles, get them going, and make sure that you're consistent for a long period of time. Once you've built that consistency and it's become a habit, a no-brainer, non-negotiable, that you're going to post every single day, no matter if it's perfect, no matter if it's a viral post, no matter if anybody sees it, I don't care. We just need to get it going, posting every day. Then you can start figuring out what people actually want to hear from you. And that's when we dive into really using the data. So I like to actually look at my own social media posts often to figure out what my clients or my customers or my audience wants to hear from me. I like to actually read the comments below my posts. I like to go into my DMs and see what people are asking me. Those are all great ideas of what's working and what people are leaning into and what content's going to do the best. I even go as far as to see which post of mine has done the best. Which post has gotten the most engagement, most views, most comments? Okay, what was that topic that I was discussing? Can I create another piece of content that just backs off of that or talks about that in a little bit more depth? If I created an Instagram reel that went viral about decision making, maybe I'm going to create a podcast all about that where we can go long form and then repurpose that podcast again. So if it's working, repurpose, reuse.
Get outside of your comfort zone and into your best life one small step at a time.
One of the things that I say in my 10 laws of content creation And I do have 10 laws. And you can actually just DM me 10 laws to grab all 10 laws, a totally free PDF. But in my 10 laws of content creation, I say never post anything once. So it is completely and totally okay to repurpose pieces of content that have done well for you in the past, or just pieces of content that you spent a lot of time doing. So if you do a long form YouTube video or a long form podcast, or you did a talk on a stage or a presentation for a small group, why don't you just take the recording of that, whether that be an audio recording or a video recording? And now we have all of these AI tools where you can just plop it into an AI tool, like Content Fries is a good one, Vimeo is a good one, and you can have it completely chopped up and transcribed and create lots of different pieces of content out of that one. Speaking of AI, we don't have excuses anymore as far as not knowing what to post. I use AI every single day to help me come up with ideas. A lot of people that I know use AI to completely create their content. I don't do that. I like to use AI to give me ideas to create content. And then sometimes I'll take the content that I created from the idea that ChatGPT or Gemini gave me, and I'll ask it to make it a little bit better. I'll ask it to make it a little bit stronger. I'll ask it, hey, what would make this hook even better and make people want to read the rest of the post? We have these amazing tools that are available to us now in this new world that we live in with AI, and people are using them. So we may as well use them too to make our lives easier. Some of my favorite AI tools are ChatGPT-4, Google Gemini. Like I said, Vimeo is great for video editing to create the mic drop moments out of a long form piece of content. So is Content Fries. I also like the app on my iPhone called Big View. It's on my phone and it helps me to, let's say ChatGPT writes a script for me for maybe a VSL, which is video sales letter, or maybe a Facebook ad, or maybe a reel or a TikTok where I want to say something specific, but I can't remember the words. I can take that script and put it into my teleprompter app, which is called Big View, and record myself and read the teleprompter at the same time while I look at the screen. It's amazing. That app, Big View, will also chop it up for you and put captions on it and make it into reels. So simple, so easy. We don't have any excuses anymore. So the last thing that I will say to you about content creation is something that one of my mentors, Gary Vee, always says, document, don't just create. It is so much easier to document your journey than to think about having to create something every single day. So an example of that for me is whenever I speak, I always bring a videographer with me, always. We're recording me in the car. On the way there, I'm talking to the videographer. I'm saying, hey, what questions do you have for me? Or I'm pulling out my document with 20 questions that ChatGPT helped me to create and answering questions to the camera. Those are all reels. We get there. I'm having him video me hugging people, answering questions, saying hello to people. It's all B-roll. It's all content. It's all showcasing a day in the life of an entrepreneur that speaks at events, which is pretty interesting for some people that follow me. You might not think that your life is interesting, but think about it. Do you think that other people's lives that have lives that you don't experience on the daily, like somebody that has a completely different type of life than you, would you like to be a fly on the wall to see how they live or to see how they function or to see how they work, especially somebody that you follow and that you admire? Of course. The reason sometimes that we don't think our lives are that interesting is because we live them every day. But something as simple as allowing people to follow you along on your day, or just being a fly on the wall in a meeting. Maybe you said something really awesome to your team members. Maybe you said something really incredible on a podcast. Just set up, I'm going to show this to you right now if you're on YouTube, if you're watching. I have this really awesome tripod. It's a selfie stick and a tripod. And I put it right next to me whenever I'm doing podcast recordings with other people or interviews or Zoom calls or meetings with my team. And I just prop it up there with my phone and I record. And then I can take pieces of that and create it into reels. So I don't ever actually have to spend that much time creating anything. Those can be obviously TikToks, reels, YouTube shorts, Facebook reels, LinkedIn videos. You can create absolutely anything just by documenting the things that you're doing throughout your life. So hopefully that was helpful. And the last thing that I will tell you about social media and how you are going to start to really build your audience in a big way is not necessarily what you think I'm going to say. So many, many, many people will come onto the internet and say, like, you should automate absolutely everything. You should make everything automated. You should use things like ManyChat in your DMs. You should have a bot on your socials to respond to people and things like that. I actually don't do that. I like doing the non-scalable activities to grow my audience because there's nothing more important to me right now than growing my audience. Because if I don't have an audience, how am I supposed to grow my brand, sell my products, expand, write new books? Like, how am I supposed to learn what people want to hear from me? How am I supposed to do what I love if I don't have an audience? So the whole point is to connect with your audience. And the whole point of social media is to be social. I will tell you right now, I've spoken to a lot of people on the insides of TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. And the thing that makes your account be, I guess you could say, go viral or just be in a better algorithm where more people are seeing your stuff is when you are engaging with people and people are having conversations about your content. Social media is supposed to be social. The social media apps want people to have conversations because they want them to stay on the app. So the more that you communicate with your followers, not only do you increase your views on social media because it'll tell the algorithm that people are communicating about a certain post, but you're also making your audience members feel seen and responding to them and connecting with them and communicating with them. You're telling them that what they're doing by engaging with your post is actually something that you love and that you're going to thank them for. Whenever somebody, like, this drives me crazy, and I know you've done this because I used to do this. I would post, and then people would comment on my post, and then I would never respond to them. That is like somebody giving you a gift and you not saying thank you for that gift. Were they ever going to give you a gift again? Somebody commenting on your social media post is wonderful. It means they watched it, they paid attention, they want to provide value to you. Please reciprocate with the law of reciprocity and thank them for doing the thing that you wanted them to do, which was engage with your post. You should be responding to everybody. And so I do it myself. I respond, I'm in my DMs because I'm learning. And I post all of my posts myself on Instagram specifically. So my social media strategy is I post my content on Instagram. I write my captions on Instagram. Everything is done by me. My team members don't do that for me. But the posts that I create on Instagram, my favorite, it's my favorite platform. Remember, we talked about that earlier, post on your favorite. I'll take those pieces of content and have my team repurpose them for all the other platforms. So I'm posting once on Instagram and my team is taking that post and recreating, repurposing it, zhuzhing it up, changing it up a little bit for each platform and putting it over there. But I'm the one that's doing the non-scalable activity, connecting with people on social media, because that's the number one most important thing for a business owner that's building a brand, is that you're in there. And not only am I making real connections with people, I'm also learning what people want. I'm learning what posts do the best. I'm learning what questions people are asking me, and I'm staying connected. If you have, there are all kinds of apps that will automate social media posting, and that's fine. But I noticed that when I was doing that, I felt like I wasn't reading the room. Like, I would do a social media calendar and I would have all of these posts lined up to go. And then, like, I would post something that just, it didn't make sense with what was going on in the world that day. And it just, like, was, it just felt kind of like I felt detached from my content. And I like feeling in it. I like knowing what's going on. And that's what's helped me grow so fast, is because I'm getting a feel for what people enjoy, what they don't, what they need. And then, of course, going live helps. And I know going live is scary for a lot of people. It was for me for a very long time until I started forcing myself to do that uncomfortable thing every single day. And now it's completely transformed my life because I have something that I really look forward to doing every day, which is going live with my shippy family, my already ready family on Get Ready With Me every day. And I genuinely love it. But it's also helped me to get better at speaking, get more comfortable being uncomfortable, because I happen to do it with no makeup on while I put my makeup on. It's helped me to flesh out some of my stories. It's helped me with my creative process because I practice talking about things and answering questions on there. And I believe that it has also helped with my algorithm. I don't know if that's true, but I know that my social media started to grow massively when I started to do these lives. Also, now I always have a platform. I always have a stage that I can go onto every single day. And if I've got something to offer, whether it be one of our AI challenges or our mastermind or a new event that we're doing, I've got an audience there that are listening, that are ready and willing to say, hey, oh my gosh, yes, I want to sign up for that. I want to do that, because they join me every single morning where I'm providing value for them every day.
Oh my gosh, I have some super, super exciting news for you. If you want to be a speaker, if you have ever spoken on stage before and you were like, I absolutely love this, I want to do this for my life, but I have no idea how to get on my very first stage, or you've been speaking and you really just want to leverage that speaking career and grow it and get on more stages, I have the most amazing opportunity for you. I'm going to give you the opportunity to potentially speak on our stage with an audience of 500 people alongside some of the top speakers in the world. We are hosting a competition called Speaking with the Stars at our next Build Your Brand Live event. It's your opportunity to compete with other speakers to get a chance to speak in front of 500 people at our major event alongside people like Jamie Kern Lima, Trent Shelton, Jesse Itzler, me, my husband Chris, and a whole bunch of other amazing celebrity speakers. So if you want to speak, I dare you. I'm going to give you a little personal dare. Step outside your comfort zone and sign up for Speaking with the Stars. All you have to do is grab your ticket, send in a 5-minute video of you speaking about whatever topic you choose, and our judges will choose the top 15. Top 15 speakers are going to get an amazing flyer that you can post on social media saying that you're a finalist, and we will announce the final 6 speakers at the event. Those speakers will get to compete on stage in front of everybody and compete for their chance to win the top speaker of Build Your Brand Live. So, if you're leaning in right now, I know you are, I hope you are, because this is a really great opportunity. Grab the link in the show notes, click on it, and go grab your ticket and apply for Speaking with the Stars. I can't wait to see your video, and I hope to see you on the stage.
It's another idea. So, that was my solo episode for you today. I hope that you enjoyed that, but most importantly, I hope that you take one thing that you heard today and you go and you implement it. Just one. Don't go crazy and do all the things. If I were you and you're just starting out, I would go back to that first thing I talked about, which is consistency. Figure out your favorite platform, your favorite way of posting, and start doing it one time per day. That's all I would do. But if you're a little bit more advanced, you can dive into the other sections of this podcast that we did today and start to grow your following and grow your audience. And most importantly, be seen, because if you have a service, story, or a product that helps people, it's your responsibility to be visible to those people so that they can be helped by you. That's all I got for you today, friends. I'm so grateful you took time to listen to this episode. Please make sure that you share it with a friend. Share it on social. Tag me at Jen_Gottlieb. And make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel and to the podcast here on wherever you're listening to it. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would give me a 5-star rating, that would be absolutely incredible. Only if you liked it. Only if you think that it deserves it. I love you. I am grateful for you. And I hope that you have an absolutely epic rest of your day. See you next time.